Hey beautiful people, it's your girl Sienna Cruz here, back with another dose of dopamine damage control. Today we're diving deep into a topic that feels like it's been following us around lately, social media. You know that thing that can feel both exhilarating and exhausting at the same time? Like scrolling through endless feeds, comparing ourselves, and feeling this little tug of war between wanting to connect and needing to disconnect. Yet we're going there. Because let's be real, in a world obsessed with likes, filters, and curated realities, it can be really hard to keep our heads on straight. But guess what? You're not alone in this. And more importantly, we've got tools to manage this digital beast and reclaim our focus. Now, before you go clicking that unsubscribe button thinking this is going to be a lecture about being off the grid, hear me out. This isn't about ditching social media altogether, it's about using it consciously, strategically, and in a way that actually serves us, not the other way around. Here are 5 things we can do right now to take control of our social media use and stop comparing ourselves silly. 1. Mindful scroll. Ever feel like you're on autopilot, just mindlessly scrolling through your feed? Like a hamster on a wheel. It happens to the best of us. But here's the thing, we can be more intentional about how we spend our time online. Before you even open that app, ask yourself, what do I want to get out of this? Are you looking for inspiration, connection, or just a quick distraction? Knowing your intention helps you stay focused and avoid those rabbit holes of endless scrolling. 2. And follow the comparison game. This one's tough, but trust me, it's worth it. Those perfectly curated feeds can feel like they're constantly telling us we're not good enough. So take a deep breath and follow anyone who triggers those feelings of inadequacy or jealousy. Remember, social media is often a highlight reel, not real life. Focus on following accounts that inspire you, uplift you, and make you feel good about yourself. 3. Take a digital detox. Just like we need breaks from our jobs and relationships, our brains need breaks from the constant stimulation of social media. Try taking a day or even just a few hours off the grid each week. Use that time to connect with loved ones in person, get lost in a good book, or simply enjoy some quiet time. You'll be amazed at how much calmer and clearer your mind feels. 4. Set boundaries. Just like you wouldn't let someone barge into your house uninvited, set boundaries around your social media use. Decide when you'll check apps, for how long, and what types of content you'll engage with. Out of sight, out of mind. Put your phone on do not disturb mode during mealtimes or when you're spending quality time with loved ones. This helps you stay present in the moment and avoid constantly being pulled back into the digital world. 5. Remember your worth. This is huge. No matter what you see online, remember that your worth isn't determined by likes, followers, or even who has the most impressive vacation photos. You are valuable, unique, and deserving of love and respect regardless of what social media tells you. Keep reminding yourself of that, write it down, say it out loud, meditate on it. Okay, let me paint a little picture for you. Imagine this. It's Saturday morning, you're finally catching up on sleep after a busy week. You wake up feeling refreshed and ready to tackle the day. But then, you reach for your phone just a quick peek at social media, right? But before you know it, an hour has flown by, and you're scrolling through endless feeds of perfectly curated lives, comparing yourself to everyone else, and feeling less than. You get out of bed feeling drained and defeated, missing out on that beautiful Saturday morning. That's a scenario we've all been in, right? But what if instead, you took those 60 minutes and went for a walk in nature, baked something delicious, or finally started that project you've been putting off? The possibilities are endless. By consciously choosing how we use social media, we can transform it from a source of stress and comparison into a tool for connection, inspiration, and even fun. So remember, beautiful people, take control of your digital world, set those boundaries, and follow the negativity, and most importantly, remember your worth. The real magic happens when you step away from the screen and invest in experiences that nourish your soul. Want to keep this conversation going? Share your thoughts on social media management with me. What are your biggest challenges and how do you overcome them? Let's connect in the comments below or on our socials. I can't wait to hear from you. Until next time, stay focused, stay vibrant, and remember you've got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, Tap that review button if this show brightens your day.